O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. I'm an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. You know what I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. You both precede and follow me. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I can't take it all in. I can never escape your spirit. Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go to the place of the dead and make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I ride on the wings of the morning and settle in the far side of the sea, you'd find me in a minute. You're already there, waiting. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Your workmanship is wonderful, your creation breathtaking, body and soul marvelously made. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. You saw me before I was born. You watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. How precious are your thoughts about me. They are innumerable. I'll never comprehend them. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up in the morning, you're still with me. Investigate my life, God. Find out everything about me. Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. Point out anything in me that offends you. Then guide me on the road to eternal life.
We're starting a new series today called Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. And the title of that series comes from this passage of Scripture, one of the verses in it. And it's from Psalm 139, verse 14 is our memory verse. And so let's start this series by reading it together this morning. Psalm 139, 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139, 14. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God doesn't make junk. And the goal of this series is, as it says in verse 14, that you will know that full well. So over the next several weeks, we're going to look at the intentionality of God's purpose in creating you, in making you his child through faith in Jesus Christ and through giving your life purpose. And today's Mother's Day, so we want to talk about our children as well and the importance of passing that knowledge on to them. Each child is wonderfully and fearfully made. And as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and as a church, it's our responsibility that they would know that full well. And, you know, every person is one of a kind. Agreed? Amen? And we're going to dive into Psalm 139 here in a minute and talk about how uniquely and intentionally made every person is. But before we do that, I want to take a minute to think about this idea that every person is one of a kind. Now, if you think about something that's one of a kind, what are some of the things that you associate with those words? If something's one of a kind, what does that indicate?
Rare.
It's rare. Okay.
Unique.
Unique. Good.
Special.
Special. Right.
Handmade.
Handmade. Uh-huh. Right. Are you listening to all these things? Because you are one of a kind. Also, if something is one of a kind, doesn't the value of that go up? Right? Somebody's selling something and they say it's one of a kind, then it makes it priceless, right? And the value of that. And, you know, you really have to study it very closely, right? If it's one of a kind, to know it well and to know everything about it. You are one of a kind. And, you know, we all have one thing in common, and that we're told at the very beginning of Scripture that we're created in the image of God. Everyone has his stamp imprinted on us. But we're also very diverse and have many differences. Everyone is unique in the combination of looks and personalities, likes and dislikes, even twins. You know, there are differences. And the more that scientists study human beings, the more they discover how different and unique we are. In the last several years, there's this whole new industry that's developed called biometrics. And biometrics refers to the technique that's used to identify people through unique physical characteristics. And, you know, in the old days, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, well, we would use thumbprints, right? Fingerprints, and go to the police station or whatever and get printed. Or your signature, right? Your signature was considered unique. But in the last several years, they've expanded the ways that they verify our identity to include things like retina scans, voice recognition, and probably most importantly, DNA, right? They can identify a person at a crime scene or those kinds of things. And that list continues to expand as they discover other ways to uniquely identify each of us, including scanning the back of your hand and mapping the veins and everything in the back of your hand, or hand geometry, the length of your hand and that. So they're doing some more with that. But you are one of a kind, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And this morning we're going to look at Psalm 103 and talk about what that means for us and for our children. So in your message notes, we're going to look at four assurances from Psalm 139 for moms and everyone else, all right? So the first one is that God knows and loves you completely. I was doing some reading this week on how fearfully and wonderfully made we are, and this isn't a science report or anything, so I won't get too deep into this, but just one example. I was reading that an adult's brain weighs about 3 pounds, but it's made up of 100 billion neurons. And this is a greatly enlarged version of one, right? Because you've got 100 billion of these in your skull. And each of these neurons looks like a little tiny branching tree, and whose limbs reach out and touch other neurons. In fact, they make about 5,000 to 10,000 connections each. So that's greatly simplified there. And so all these connections creates about 500 to 1,000 trillion connections in your brain. Just let your mind wrap around that for a second. And every thought that you think transforms your brain by altering those connections within the network. So as I'm speaking to you, you're creating a memory, and your brain is being altered and physically changed, creating new connections to accommodate and store the information that you're taking in. It's just amazing. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:30 that God knows us so well that he has the hairs of our head counted. And, you know, he may well have made the astounding assertion that God knows the exact number of neurological connections, and whether it's closer to 500 trillion or 1,000 trillion in your head. If he'd been talking today, it would have gone right over their head if he'd have said it. You got 5 billion neurons, and God knows about all of them, but you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God knows every detail. Let's go ahead and look at Psalm 139 and what it says in those first 6 verses about how well God knows you. It says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me." You're known by God, every detail.
You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways. God's familiar with all your ways. God knows you. He knows what time you leave for work and what time you get home. He knows when you go to bed, whether you're a side sleeper, a back sleeper, a snorer, whether you're introverted, extroverted, self-confident, or a worrier. He knows your helpful ways, and he knows your stubborn ways. God is even familiar with your quirky ways, that you prefer mayo on the bottom bun of your hamburger, or you're saving money in a drawer for a Harley, or, you know, he knows your caring ways, your loving ways, that you never leave without kissing your kids goodbye, that you call your mom every day. God knows everything about you. He's familiar with all of your ways. He knows what you're thinking. Even as you sit here not speaking, he knows the very next word that's going to come out of your mouth when you do speak. Look at the next verse. It says, "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." You don't even know what you're going to say next, but God does. He goes on, "You hem me in behind and before." He goes before you. He goes behind you. "You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." God knows you. He pays attention to every detail of your life. And David, the writer of this psalm, he's amazed at God's knowledge of him, and we should be as well. As I was studying these verses, they reminded me of those first days when you bring a baby home from the hospital, and you're studying them. It's like you can't take your eyes off of them, and you're looking at every wrinkle in their skin, and listening to the, you know, how they breathe and in and out, and, you know, wincing every time they hiccup, and their little body just shakes, and you're getting to know them like God knows us. God knows you and loves you completely. That's the first thing, the first assurance we get in these passages. The second is that God is always present with you. There is nowhere you can go that God isn't with you. Look at the next verses. "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." And, you know, if you think about the places that you've been in the last week, this is our assurance, even if you didn't perceive it, that God was with you. He is always with you. He's always present with us, and he will be present with you no matter where you go this weekend. You know, someone needs to hear this today. Even if the situation that you find yourself in seems so dark that there seems no way out of it, darkness is as light to God. God sees, God guides, God knows the way in the darkest places, and his hand will guide you. His right hand will take a hold of you. He'll lead you through. He's holding you right now. He's here right now with us. He's got you. And he is present now. He has always been present. And the following verses, Psalm 139, indicate that God has been very involved in your life from the very beginning. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Each person, each child is fearfully and wonderfully made. So it doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what challenges they bring with him or her. Your job as a mom or as a dad is to discover and bring out the wonderful in them. All right? To discover and bring out the wonderful in them. They're fearfully and wonderfully made. God has stitched them together uniquely. They have unique challenges. They bring unique joys and gifts. And your job is to bring out the good. And, you know, as they grow, our responsibility is to help them to develop the gifts that God has knitted into them. And for the last several weeks, I've been inviting you to tell your stories and to put that on the back of the connection card. And some of you have done that. Others of you have come and shared your story with me one-on-one. Didn't want to say it out front. But one of the things that has kind of struck me about that is the way that even as adults, the hurts from childhood continue to be carried into our adult life. And you probably know somebody who is, you know, a perfectionist because they hurt all their life. They weren't good enough, couldn't get it right. Or somebody, you know, who's always trying to win people's approval or struggling with self-esteem or some people who are guarded. You can't seem to get close to them because of things that happened in their childhood. You know, moms and dads, you have these very few years to influence your children. And the two most important tasks of parenting at the most basic level is that you would teach them that they are loved by God and that they are loved by you. If they have that relationship with Jesus Christ, and if they know that they're loved, then that is the greatest foundation you can give them for their life. And you get this time to build them up and to give them a positive picture of who they are in your eyes and who they are in God's eyes. And one of the ways that I want to help you do that and give moms a Mother's Day gift today. Some of you, you were supposed to get a little card when you came in. It looks like this. Maybe. Not like that. Like that. Our church has a subscription to, it's kind of like Netflix, only it has just like 10,000 Christian videos on it. And we pay a monthly fee to that subscription and then offer it to you for free. And it's got all kinds of videos on there on topics like parenting and finance and marriage. And there are numerous Bible studies and teaching by well-known pastors as well that we use in our small groups. But there are videos on there that, you know, you can have your kids watch this summer when they're on break and you don't know what to do with them. But VeggieTales, all that kind of thing. And all you need to do to have access to that is write your email address on the back of your connection card there down on the right-hand corner or someplace where you can find a free space. Write it clearly, please. And then put Right Now Media under it. It's not just for parents. It has all kinds of videos on there. But we've had several new people come in since the last time we talked about that, so I wanted you to know that that's available to you. It's one way that we come alongside you to help you teach your kids that they're loved by God. All right, and then the fourth and last assurance that we find in Psalm 139 is that you're meant to enjoy being you. If God loves you, created you uniquely, he thinks a lot about you. We see that in the very next scripture. And because there's no one like you, God has a purpose for your life that's unique to you. And the greatest waste of a life would be to spend it trying to be someone else. God already has one person like that other person. He doesn't need another person like that person.
He needs you to be you. So look at this last passage as we close this morning. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast the sum of them. And I'm going to read it out of here, but then I want to read it out of the translation that you're seeing. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And the way that it reads in the New Living Translation is this: how precious are your thoughts about me, O God. It can be translated the two different ways. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me. And God invites us in this scripture and in others to discover what he already knows, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God thinks a lot about you. And so we should enjoy being who he created us to be. I saw this quote by St. Augustine, written quite a long time ago, but it says, people go abroad to wonder at the height of mountains, at the huge waves of the sea, at the long course of the rivers, at the vast compass of the ocean, at the circular motion of the stars, and they pass by themselves without wondering. One of God's greatest wonders is you. You're a marvel. You're created marvelously, and God has a purpose for your life. We're going to talk about that throughout the rest of this series. For now, I want to invite you to pull out your connection card and this little card that you got here. And let's look quickly at some ways to respond to the message. The first is to memorize our memory verse for the series from Psalm 139, verse 14. The second is to maybe sit down and really let God speak to you through Psalm 139 that we just read together this today. Then the third says, I'll fill out a one-of-a-kind card and enjoy at least one of the activities God wired me to enjoy this week. God wires each of us uniquely. There are different things that we enjoy, but we get so busy with life that we forget to take time to do what God created us to do and enjoy it, just to be and enjoy being who God created us to be. So make a list of the things you enjoy. Put this somewhere where you'll remember to do it and do at least one of those. And then number four, our family is going to do something mom enjoys today, all right? So what is it that God wired your mom, your wife, to do? Why don't you ask her and then take some time to do that today? That's her gift, one of her gifts, right? Flowers and all those other things come too. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much. Thank you for each family represented here today. I ask your blessing on them and on the children that are a part of those families. Help us, God, team together that they would get such a great start on their life, knowing how much they're loved by us, by you, and that you have a purpose for their life. You have a purpose for every one of us, God. Help us to think more about that and discover it in the next few weeks. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.